Welcome back to Bonded by Bravo. I am your host, Amy, joined by my incredible co-host,
Jenna. Wow, that was quite the intro.
I know, I was going to do more, but you know.
I got an incredible everybody.
I know. I couldn't think of something quick enough, and I just know that I'm being such a miserable see you next Tuesday that it was, yeah. Yep. Right. Welcome back. Let's get into it. How are you?
I'm a little better than last week.
Oh, good.
Yeah. For all the people that couldn't see last week, I was hysterically crying right before we started, and then we started, and I felt great after because I love doing this.
Yeah, I cut that part out, the hysterically crying. Yeah. But that's okay. That's what we're here for. You know, maybe we can make this a talking therapy through, you know what we do best. I got semi-stuck yesterday in Pittsburgh. All flights were canceled back to New York. So I had to drive. I was able to stay. One of my good friends lives in Chambersburg, and that's in the middle of Pennsylvania. And so I got to stay there, do a surprise visit, but then driving back to New York City this morning was a nightmare. 5 hours I'm bad at math. Yeah, like 4.5 plus an Uber. But yeah, it was fun. It was so much fun. I love traveling. Aww. But I did say to you, like, out of all the traveling I do, this is the first time ever in my life. I need to knock on something that my flight was actually canceled. I'm knocking on it. I'm knocking. Yeah. It's honestly the first time it's ever happened. I've been delayed plenty, but yeah, never canceled. I was like getting ready to go to the airport and they're like, your flight's been canceled. We can't rebook you on anything else. Have a nice day. I'm like, is this really like, this is it.
Nice day.
Oh, and I didn't even tell you this part when you texted me. So then they were like, they're like, call your travel agent, like your work travel agent, your corporate travel agent. I was in Pittsburgh for work and they're like, call that person. So I call them. They're like, there's one seat on the 235 plane. It's 1:44. The airport is 20 minutes, 25 minutes, probably 30 minutes if you're not zooming from downtown Pittsburgh. So I'm on the phone with them while they're booking me the seat. I said to the Uber driver, like, hey, can you get me there quick? He got me there in 16 minutes.
Oh my God.
No, that's not right. No. No, 20 minutes. But again, it's like a good 30-minute drive. But he got me there in 10 minutes. He's like, hold on, put your seatbelt on. I was like, okay. And then I get there and they're like, yeah, we got you the seat. As I'm walking in the airport, I swear to God, this is true. On the line, they're like, we're going to call Delta directly. They get back on the line. Like, we called Delta directly. They just canceled that flight too.
Oh my God. Wait, shout out to the Uber driver though. Like,
I know.
Can't believe he was like, he obliged. He was like, yeah, we'll do it.
Oh, 100%. That actually reminds me, I need to go back and tip him because even though my flight was canceled, I would have made that flight. Like, I got there at like 2:05.
Wow.
And I would have made that flight if it was still happening.
That's crazy. Do you have TSA pre-check?
Yeah, that's the only reason why I would have made it, you know, because you could, especially in like a small airport like that, I could have ran right through. The only thing is they have an air train. I hate when they throw an air train in there for no reason.
Messes it all up. You're like, I didn't account for this in my travel.
No.
It's not part of, you just added 10, 12 minutes to this journey. It's so annoying.
But
I really want to get into this wedding, or I texted you last week and asked how the wedding was, and then you said, oh, I'm friends with Beyonce. You didn't say that, but that's
did I? Oh, my Beyonce. Oh, yeah. Sometimes I'm going to do this and not text you full stories just so that I can have your live reaction. I don't even know if you're going to be that excited. I am definitely not friends with Beyonce, but so I'm talking to my one friend who just went to the Beyonce concert in Minneapolis, somewhere with an M. Okay. And I'm like, why did you go to Minneapolis? And she's like, you know, tickets were just cheaper. And me and my best friend really love Beyonce. And like the experience was unlike anything else. There was a sensory experience. She did all of these ballads in the beginning, and then she took a break. And then for 2.5 hours, it was just a party of like all Beyonce songs. She's like, the dancing was incredible. The lights were incredible. The show was incredible. She was selling me Beyonce. Not that I need to be sold. I've seen Beyonce before, but.
Have you?
Yeah. In Philly.
I didn't know you were. Are you a Beyonce girl?
Yeah.
Oh,
are you kidding? I know you're not, but
I know.
Okay. So maybe you won't care about this as much, but maybe one of our listeners will. But so I was like, oh God, let me just see what they are in New York. She's playing New York tomorrow and Sunday night. So I like look and like, you know, the nosebleeds are $500 plus fees. And I'm like, oh, this is stupid. I'm not going. I get off the phone with that friend and I'm texting our other friend and I'm like, should we go to Beyonce? And she's like, you know, I was sold the same dream that our other friend sold. Like, she really sold you the dream, didn't she? And I was like, yes, she like talked about it. There's a sensory experience. I don't even know what that means. It kind of makes me hungry. I'm not sure, but like, let's do it. And so we go on and we're looking and we're like, Kansas City. We looked at the Kansas City seats. They were $50 for the nosebleeds. And we're like, this is great. We can do it. We both have a wedding the weekend in Kansas City. We go and we're like, all right, let's see. St. Louis, Missouri, same exact thing. We got floor seats to see Beyonce for $350 plus taxes and fees in St. Louis, Missouri. In August, I'm so hype. I had a voucher for a Delta flight. Got my Delta flight. I was able to use points for my my hotel, and I'm going to see Beyonce.
I am more shocked. Wait, this is very exciting. I'm very happy for you, but I am more shocked that you're going to Missouri.
Me too. Never been.
That was not on my bingo card.
No.
Yeah.
Me neither. And it's for one night. We literally fly in, and God forbid, and I'm going to knock on wood again.
Yeah.
We fly in the day of the concert, fly out the next morning.
What's that flight like? How long is that?
I think it was like 3 hours, which means it's probably like 2:30, you know, 2:35.
That's not bad.
No. It's easy peasy. Like in and out, Beyonce, floor seats. Wow. Okay. That's it. I mean, yeah, but I figure with like being able to save on the hotel and the airplane, then I don't feel as bad about it. Because you figure if I would have had to pay for a flight, I would have had to pay for a hotel and the tickets. It would have got a little expensive. I didn't tell my husband
The floor seats are going to be crazy. Like that is going to be an experience. Like any floor seat for anyone.
Well, that's what I was saying to my friend. Never in my life have I ever had floor seats to any show in my entire life, let alone Beyonce.
That's gonna be so sick.
I know. I'm really excited.
When is it? It's
August 21st in St. Louis, Missouri. If anybody decides that they want to get, like, I was seeing people from New York traveling to Philly to go to her, and I'm like, why didn't I think of that? But I'm so excited that it's working out this way. I haven't done like a summer concert.
Yeah, that'll be a fun little like quick getaway with you and your friend too.
Yeah, it's like gonna be good. Now she's hyping me up on what kind of outfits we're wearing. I was like, oh my God, I have to do an outfit.
Love this game though.
Oh, it's stressful because it's Beyonce.
Even though I wear the same thing all the time. The same colors at least. It's like a hunter green or a black. And then sometimes it's like one day when I was meeting you in LA, I was packing and I looked at what I had out on the bed. And I was like, this is
just reverse.
Different variations or it's like the same color palette, but like switched around a little bit. I was like, this is so dumb. I need to really brand out.
You look so good in color too.
I don't know. Just red.
You do. Red, you look
red
so good.
Red and like royal blue is okay.
I was going to say, that's literally the colors that were in my head, but I feel like you would look good in a green. Like not a navy or an army green, but like a green.
I haven't tried it out
yet. Both are sitting here wearing black.
Yeah, literally a black head to toe right now. And this sweatshirt was great.
Samesies. So that's my Beyonce thing, yeah.
So what is TMJ? I see on the outline. What is I know I already asked this. What is TMJ again?
Oh my God. Medical update. Not that anyone cares. I'm going down the TMJ route. So there's a joint in your jaw that like if you open your mouth and you have like that could click or like TMJ, yeah, I'm watching you open your mouth and it get like stuck. But like TMJ, it's your tempo something blah 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 joint. And so it's like the side of your face. And I went for a TMJ massage, which is honestly the weirdest thing I've ever experienced. But also it was like the best massage because apparently you have all these muscles in your face and they basically massage the joints on the side of your face. Like think of like right under your ear. If you were to open your jaw, if they, so many people hold a lot of tension in this area. Mm-hmm. So they were just like getting in there and massaging it. The guy was a little weird and he kept talking to me throughout it. And I wasn't expecting that. I was like, just hoping to do it where no one, yeah, like, is this one of those things?
Yeah.
And then he goes, and then he goes, he had a little bit of a lisp. And then he was like, I'm going to stick my finger in your mouth.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow, wow, wow.
And I was like, okay, is this where this happens? Because I still have my clothes on. Like, what's happening? I was a little uncomfortable. And he's like, so just open your mouth. And I'm like, okay. But literally, so what they do is they like stick their thumb in your mouth and then guide it down. Like if you were to stick your thumb in your mouth and guide it down to like your cheekbone, they massage there. And holy crap, it was so good.
Do I need one of these?
Oh my God, it was so good. And
I like I never get a massage even, but my friend was telling me, I know, my friend was telling me about like the lymph node.
Oh yeah, drainages.
Because they drain it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I guess it could help with like bloating, and I have so much of that. Yeah, I'm kind of interested in that.
I would do that for bloating. The other thing I would do for bloating that my friend told me about is castor oil packets. Have you ever tried that?
No.
You get like a towel, order some castor oil or go to the pharmacy and grab some. You put it on a towel, wrap it around your waist. You can either do saran wrap or you could order like a $10 castor oil packet. Velcro thing on Amazon, and you throw that on there. Number one, let's be honest, it makes you go number two in like 10 minutes.
Okay, that's fine.
And you wake up the next morning, you could sleep with it on, you could do whatever you need to do. Like you could do it and like keep it on as long as possible. And it is so nice. My friend who is a nutritionist also told me to even put it on my thyroid. It like helps with inflammation.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Note it. Amazon has everything.
They do.
All right. Well, let's get into some. There's like not a ton that I wanted to chat about with the pop culture. And I know I said last week that I don't know if I care about the Ariana Grande stuff, but this week I do care. It is getting so messy.
Wait, what? Have you been really?
Following it? Yeah.
It's getting how really is it messy? Oh, because of the divorces?
So well, his wife was definitely blindsided completely. I guess she also came out and basically said, I think she was telling maybe Page Six or some outlet that like straight up said, like, I think in quotes, Ariana is not a girl's girl. She spent time with me and my family and now she's doing this basically. And whoa. Yeah, coming out and like just trashing her basically. And then now people are going down. I see like a little bit on Twitter and TikTok that people are doing these like videos or whatever of Ariana and how many guy like how most of the guys she's dated are fresh
relationship.
So like Cassie David and like this one was like very long ago, but they were only in her book. And I love Cassie David.
Yeah.
She was on Call Her Daddy and she talked about it like briefly without like really getting so into it because I don't think she wanted to go backwards. But that they were really only
public.
Supposed to be like broken up for like a week or so. Like it was like totally understood that they were getting back together. It was just like he needed to deal with some mental health stuff. Then he basically texted her in a week and was like, I'm the happiest I've ever been. Also, we're broken up. Also, and then like the headlines came out about him and Ariana. Then I guess like Big Sean was with his girl for a long time. Then Ariana comes in, then they start dating. Now, like with this one, I mean, it's just, I don't know, like he just had a kid recently. He posted about her on Mother's Day, which is like what, May? So like very recently.
He just had a new kid. Wow. I mean.
Yeah, the baby's not even one. The baby will be one in August. Like can you, and they're high school sweethearts at that. And then, like, I'm like, girl, like, okay, few thoughts. Like, I really, really need to know, like, what's happening behind the scenes with the PR team, like, right now. Like, what are they trying to, like, they're going to have to try and spin this in some way, or do they choose to be silent? Like, what's the move here? Because this is not a good look for Ariana at all.
But I don't think anyone cares. Like, I feel like, yes, people care, but I don't think, like, this guy isn't famous enough for people to – I know he's a Broadway star, but Broadway stars are famous in a different degree than TV stars, movie stars, pop stars. I just think if he were a bigger name, this would be a bigger hit. And I think because he's not as well known in the – you know, this movie could absolutely launch that for him. But I just think because he's not that well known that people aren't maybe not paying as much attention to it. I mean, I could be completely wrong.
They're still paying attention to it. It's everywhere.
I've seen it, but I don't know. I feel,
oh my God.
Maybe I just don't care.
Yeah. I think you don't care.
I think
TikTok, like it's literally on page 6. If you pull up page 6, it is every article. If you pull up E! News, it's every article. Like it is taking the spot everywhere.
I just think she's also one of those, like, she's a little bit of invincible. I mean, technically she was filed for divorce and technically he could say they were separated.
Well, no, they he just ended up filing for divorce. Yeah. She came out and already said, like, we were not separated. We were together. They hung out just in June, all three of them, with the baby.
It's so insane. Also, she throws a lot of people a bone. Like,
who?
Ariana. She's given a lot of people chances here. I mean, from her typical type, what is she? She could get any man in the world.
It seems, and there's no like clear like through line with her guys at all.
No,
like there's like I'm
throwing them bones as one.
Yeah, just like I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, he.
His wife said that though, like about how like he's you know not like. He's basically, she was like, he's never been around sort of like this kind of like caliber celebrity.
Oh, that's even so grosser to think that he's doing it for that. Also, I mean, you're sitting there thinking they're together. I'm imagining, are they playing love interests? I can't remember. I know I saw Wicked. I can't remember if there's a love interest. God, somebody's going to yell at me for that.
I don't know, but I mean, I'm assuming, but I think the other thing that I've heard a little bit and like, I don't know, just a little chat, just chatter around this whole thing is that I guess this, so they're filming, it's a franchise, but I guess they're filming the movies back to back. So they're not doing one, taking a break, going back. Yeah. They're doing both of them. And they're saying that it's like a very closed set, like very insulated. In London, and I'm sure that has played a role in this, absolutely.
And it's so weird that they're cutting it into two movies. It's so weird that they're doing that, but that's how they're like creatively talking about doing it.
Also, why wasn't his wife and baby there?
Yeah, interesting.
Weird.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's getting messy.
I need to follow up.
Did you?
No, I didn't want. I'm okay. So backed up just because of getting stuck in Pittsburgh.
Okay. I cried a lot during this episode, which
really
which was so weird. Then because at the end they talk about Tristan's mom and how she passed away, and just like the part that like really got me was when Chris was talking about how like not only is his mom passed, but he has his like disabled little brother.
Yeah.
And you know, they don't know how much he knows like what's going on. And she,
wow.
And like, she's like, you know, his whole life, like that has been his primary caregiver. And then one day she's not, and he's not living in the same home anymore. Like how much does he know? And I'm like, that is so heartbreaking.
So wait, who's taking care of the little brother? Is Chloe Chloe take care of the little brother now?
Yeah. The little brother and Tristan are living at Chloe's right now.
That chick is a saint.
I know. When I was like watching it, I was like, of all the sisters that are like equipped for this, it just feels like she, it, like is almost like meant to do this.
Just but, how Kim said she was meant to go through the robbery. It's almost like Chloe and these tragedies. It's so terrible, but she's been through shit.
Yeah, she has. Yeah, so that really got me worked up. I was like, wow, that is so fucking sad. Like, for that little boy to wake up and his caregiver of 16 years is no longer there and he's not in his own home.
How are him, I guess I need to watch, but are him and Tristan full? How old was Tristan's mom?
53.
Holy God, that's so young.
Yep.
Oh my
God. And it was like very, you know.
Sudden. Yeah, it was a heart attack?
I think so.
Yeah.
Super sad.
Yeah.
Super, super sad.
That's what I need to catch up on that this afternoon. And I need, there's something else. Oh, Love Island. I need to catch up on.
As I was watching, so like when you watch it, I wrote here, like Kylie is definitely my favorite. I was watching it and as I was watching her scenes, I was like, Amy's probably definitely thinking like, yeah, Kylie's definitely Jenna's favorite.
as I was sitting there thinking how Chloe after this is totally my favorite.
Yeah. But on a lighter note, we do get a Kylie, Kendall, and Scott scene, like just them. And I
love that.
I'm like, more of this. We need more of this. Like, Kendall doesn't really do it for me, but like, give me Kylie and Scott all day. I could watch them just do nothing, really.
Kendall doesn't do it for you? Not even a little bit?
I mean, I don't like dislike her, and I totally get that she likes to keep like a lot of, you know, shit like light and private and mostly wants to just talk about her like Zen journey and her anxiety. But, you know, I want to know a little bit about her breakup with Devin Booker. And or at least like, I don't know if they were broken up at that point, but like a little bit of something. That doesn't mean you have to show him on the screen. Like, he doesn't need to be an active participant, but like a mention here and there or a background shot, like how we got a little glimpse of Travis Scott. Oh, speaking of, did you see he dropped a song and apparently takes a dig at
Timmy? Yeah, what was the dig? I saw the headline, but I didn't read the dig.
I guess it was like, I think maybe it might be in a, I haven't, it's like in a song, I think he's like basically coming for Willy Wonka and like he's playing Willy Wonka.
Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, check it out. But it was like a pretty decent episode. I would say it was probably my favorite of the whole season. The most shocking part was at the end, they give previews for the next season that starts September 28th.
What? Previews?
Yeah, start new season, September 28th.
They'll never stop. Why can't they just show it back to back?
Well, either way, I'm like, whoa, that's a quick turnover. They've clearly heard the people because people were mad because originally when they'd switched to Hulu, they said the turnaround time was going to be really fast and then it wasn't for two seasons. And so people were like, all mad. And so it feels like, you know.
But the turnaround time on this doesn't feel like if they shot in October, like it's July, almost August.
Yeah, this last episode was the holidays. Yeah, I guess that's not quick.
Yeah,
so I'm curious to see what months September, like when it airs in September, what months will that be? I really wish these shows would give us like a little timestamp on the bottom.
Other than like it's Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving, it's like where are we at? Tristan's mom died, I think, right after Christmas.
Okay. Wow, extra sad.
I'm Googling.
Did you see any? Do you see anything about the January?
Yeah, it just they didn't give a lot of info though. Let me look again. It's hard to. I'm so bad at multitasking.
Okay. Little bit of VPR, not a ton here. I just wanted, it looks like Lala was caught outside crying because it looks like Randall was at Sir. Like, what the fuck? Why?
What balls? That dude's got balls.
Also, not even just on his, but like on the production team. And like, I don't know, that's dirty. That's playing real dirty. He did some real fucked up shit, like Harvey Weinstein shit.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. He says, sorry, back to Willy Wonka.
What's he say?
All right. I'm about to read rap lyrics. So
Everyone get ready. Hold tight.
Okay, the song is Meltdown. This is from Us Weekly. Scott references Willy Wonka, the classic character that Chalamet plays in the upcoming movie. Chocolate AP and Chocolate the V's got the Willy Wonka factory. Burn a athlete like it's calories. Find another flame hot as me, bitch.
Oh, this is giving Kanye.
Is it? I mean,
remember he bashed Pete Davidson in his rap song?
Is that a bash? I mean, he called him chocolate and said, "You're hot as me, bitch." Is that a
no,
diss?
I think it's more of a diss towards Kylie. Like, try to find someone as hot as me, bitch. Don't call her bitch.
I don't know. I mean, obviously it's a diss, but that's kind of corny. That was like the corniest diss I've ever heard.
Going back to Kylie, she does talk about her boob job finally, 100 years later.
I read that. I like what she's saying. Like, I like the message she's trying to get out there about young girls and not doing things to their body, but like, wrong spokesperson. She is known specifically for all of her beauty and makeup line and all of the things she's done to alter her appearance. Like, those are the things she's known for. It's so ironic. And also, I think it's a good thing that she's talking about it because she's actually been through it. But it's just a little like hard to believe her saying like, I wouldn't want my daughter to do this at 19. And there she was and has done it.
Well, I think that's the point, right? Is like that she regrets it. And is like,
yeah, but so she still has them and is still getting her lips done. Like, I mean, look, I'm not, I think it's, I'll get all the things all the time. Like, let's do it. But I think like they're like, I feel like she wasn't honest about things originally. So it's like,
yeah,
you know, like you said, 1,000 years from now, like, or 1,000 years later, she's talking about her boob job. Did anyone think she didn't get a boob job or just,
I mean, there's no way.
Right.
I don't
think 19.
There can't be one person on the planet that thinks that she didn't have a boob job. That would be like, no, there's just no way.
Yeah. Right. Nobody could be. Yeah. But I mean, she looks amazing.
Yeah. How do we feel about, speaking of like going back to Vanderpump Rules?
Wait. Before we go to Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Me and you never finished our conversation about the second Below Deck reunion and what your thoughts were with Colin and Daisy and Gary. Tell me.
Okay. So I did watch it. God, it was like two. I did watch it that day.
Yeah.
Right after.
Yeah.
I felt a little bit of like, secondhand embarrassment for Daisy. And I don't know if that's like the right reaction I should have had. I know that she was like in her feelings and was feeling like defeated. And
yeah,
I feel like she had like a little bit of word vomit happening. And it, I don't know. I just was like, oh, like this is a little, I don't know. I felt it was like a little cringy.
Yeah, definitely. And
I was a little bummed that they didn't go in a little bit more on Gary. Like, I feel like he really just walked, like he got away like scot-free a little bit. I was like, oh, that's weird.
How did you feel about Colin after seeing it and the way he talked about her?
I don't think I had as strong as feelings that you had. I mean, I definitely took him down like a notch for like in the moment of watching it.
Oh, to me it was like such a turn off. I was like, I'm good on him now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I just felt like he was gaslighting the shit out of her. And it just, to me, was like, you know what? Everything I thought and anything I thought about him being like cute and attractive, like something like that, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I freaking went down a deep, stalked the shit out of his girlfriend.
How did you find her? I was looking for her. Send me her profile. Oh. I'm dying to see.
Okay. So I was on his.
Yeah.
Went to his like sale family, started to click on people that were on that trip.
Okay.
Found photos that they had and then found a photo of her sitting on his lap. And it was like another couple across from him. She was tagged. And then I went down her like.
Oh, Instagram. I need to see that.
Yeah.
I would love send me that. I need to see that. Yeah. Should we just put, do you remember her name?
Katie, maybe?
Oh, of course, Katie. Of course, Katie. Katie, like I can picture thin, blonde, tan surfer girl who wears bikinis.
You got it.
Who has like long hair and a beach wave.
Decline. Do not call me. I forgot that Kyle's the only person I have on my phone that's not like, he can get through my do not disturb.
Oh, you can set that up? How do I add Meek to the only person that I can add to my do not disturb?
He's allowed to contact me when no one else is. Okay. But yeah, going back to BPR real quick, because then we have to blow deck after this. But any thoughts on all the footage being leaked already? I'm like not into it, really.
I've skipped through some things because I don't want to see it. Like, I want to be surprised. Also, there's so much going on. I don't know if you've been seeing the Bravo and Cocktails about, like, Rachel is now calling herself Rachel. Yeah. FYI. She's bringing it back to take the power back, something she learned in therapy. Yeah. And from they're saying that they're not sure if she's going to film, which if she doesn't film, I don't really care. And also, it looks like Tom Sandoval's getting back in everyone's good graces, or at least filming with them. And how gung-ho everybody was before, it kind of just feels very like, oh, shocker, Sheena's going to be friends with him again. Oh, shocker, we're going to film with him again. Oh, we're going to let him back in, but we're still going to crucify Rachel. Like, it's just, we can't do both, you know? We can't do one or the other. Like, it has to be both. You're either going to forgive them both or you're not going to forgive them. And from what I saw, Ariana still isn't filming with Sandoval, which I don't think will ever change.
I don't think she should have to.
Me neither. Me either.
People online were like saying shit about it. And I was like, well, no.
They
like,
all had something different to say 2 months ago. So,
yeah. Like, shut the fuck. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did see that, like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's like on – now it's becoming my own responsibility to just like skip through all of the footage. It's just – it's everywhere. It's like, you know, the majority of the shit that we follow is going to be Bravo related. And so it's like sometimes – I feel like my For You page is like dedicated – it's just a Bravo fan page. So it's like so hard to like sort of get around. But yeah, I think from moving forward, I'm just really going to have to skip over it because getting like full scenes of them in Sir, I'm like, what am I even going to watch the show for then? Like, but I see James and Tom laughing together.
Yeah,
and like,
that was weird. I saw that. I did see that part. But the other thing is like from anything that you've seen or heard leaked, does any of it seem interesting to you? Does any of it seem like you want to watch it?
I mean, I know that I will watch it, so it's, like, almost pointless for me to say, like, no. That, like, I don't – it's, like, pointless for me to say that nothing is going to interest me because I know the second that countdown begins, I'm going to be all in.
Yeah.
But I would say, like, the only – I guess, like, I do want to know why the fuck Brandle was there. Like, that to me is a little bit more interesting than this whole thing now, I think, because, we were so – I mean, like, we will never forget Scandoval. Can you actually imagine if Scandoval happened during the pandemic? Like, when we were all sitting at home doing nothing? Like, it would have been. Good. I mean, we all watched Tiger Beats together. Like, we, or not, what was that show? Not Tiger Beats. Tiger Beats. We used to go to Tiger Beats. Tiger
Yeah, Chain. I was like, wait, what?
Like, oh, Tiger Beats. We all collectively got so into.
Yeah.
And, like, Scandoval was out of the pandemic. I just think, wow, like, it would have been. Something
so good.
It would have been crazy.
Yeah. So
oh my
good.
God! But wait, shout out Tiger Beats. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I can't even remember the name of that place. Don't say it.
Oh. Okay. I know.
Can I remember? No, I don't think I can. Yeah. Okay. VPR. Yeah. Okay. What else do we have to chat about? I feel like there was something else I wanted to talk about, but I can't remember.
They're just like, I wanted to chat a little bit about the new Below Deck.
Oh, yeah. I watched that and I had thoughts about that.
Oh, perfect. That's what we're here for, literally.
Right. I feel like Aisha should not be a chief stew. She is such a pushover. I love her and I love her as a stew. But as a chief stew, she's letting that chick, what the heck's the
I had to Google it.
Lara, like run the show. And Lara's passive aggressive comments. Come try me, Lara. There is nothing worse than a passive-aggressive comment, and Lara is full of them. Like, yeah. if you think you know how to do the better thing, then suggest it. And if that manager says, no, we're not going to do it this way, then you move on. You don't keep repeating passive aggressive things to try to make yourself feel better.
Totally. I actually have that written down. Like, I think Laura is going to be an issue. Like, this is going to be an issue, especially because I think Aisha is going to feel, because of, like, I'm sure she rewatched last season and, like, saw how she was a little bit pushed over. And she's going to have to step up and really, like, set her straight. Like, this can't be going on, especially because that third stew is going to feel that energy. And it's going to get fucking weird. It's going to get fucking like,
but I feel like it's already getting weird. Aisha needs to like stick up. Like she just doesn't have the same. We don't see the same from Kate or from oh my God, what's her name? Hannah. The Australian Hannah. She doesn't have the same attitude that they do. She's not as aggressive, and it's hopefully we'll see that pass. But yeah,
do that job without having that same attitude. I just like it needs to have like you have to be able to, you know, send your message clearly in the way that you can, like, and if you don't want to have an attitude about it, fine, but make sure that that message is super clear to Laura. Like, I am the boss here. I appreciate your input. Moving forward, we're gonna do things my way. That's that.
There's just so many other ways that she could go about it. And you see Aisha tiptoeing around and it's like, this is going to be a problem. She wants to be everyone's friend. And that's just not how it's on how it goes with managing people.
Yeah.
As the much wine as you want it to be.
The wine situation, I think, is like where things are like really starting to like, okay, now things are about to get messy.
We could just I hate people like her. I can't.
I know.
Can I ask you a question? Do you think the oh my God, what do you call him? The captain is that hot?
I think he's hot. I don't know if I'm like, you know, swooning over him the way like the whole internet is. I think it's that he's hot when you're like looking at him versus Captain Lee or like
I would say Captain Lee's hotter any day.
Oh, that's interesting.
I love an Australian accent, and Australian accents definitely like do something for you. But I don't know why.
Australian accent.
Oh my God, I love them. We have a big audience in Australia, so we better watch ourselves.
Okay, I think y'all are great. Except I got my beef with Australia right now. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think he's cute. Did you watch the Watch What Happens Live with him and Aisha?
No. Why? Was it weird?
It was a little cringe. I was like, I don't know.
Can you give an example?
Just like a lot of like sexual, not like
energy. Innuendos?
Like not tension between them at all. Like Andy at one point, like Andy was cracking up and he like sat back and was like, what? Like
making sexual.
Was uncomfortable. Like it was. And it was
sexual innuendos. I think I saw a clip where.
Yeah, it was like Andy getting nervous was making me nervous. And I was like, how do they feel? Like, this is just all getting so creepy. But I think there was, I don't know if like Andy asked, you know, he'll ask people like if there's anyone in the Bravo like verse that would want me to hook you up with.
Oh, I did see this clip.
And I don't know if Captain Jason said it or how it came up, but I feel like he's the one that brought it up. He said Lala.
Oh no, Aisha said Lala.
Okay. But it came up and he seemed pretty down. And I was like, okay.
I like that for them.
I like that a lot.
I like that for them. I do. I like that for Lala for sure.
For sure.
Like it's a successful man that, you know, is already established.
Has
not
a kid
too old.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I don't know. Watch What Happens Live though, because I thought it was so cringy.
Ew.
I did just want to like kind of. There's not a lot to talk about really with this like news too. The only thing was she said that she had just come from like Amazon working in a warehouse, and I have a friend that has worked there for years, and like she was definitely in like the corporate end of it. And when I say she was like so miserable, but kept sticking it out because like we get like a paycheck is a paycheck, especially if it's a good one.
Yeah.
I think after so many years, like she, I'm sure there was like some sort of stock situation that she was trying to like wait out. And so she did wait it out, but she finally quit like 2 weeks ago, I would say. If you're listening, she does listen. Congrats, girl. And I just like when I saw that girl, I was like, wow, like Amazon really does seem like a fucking nightmare of a place to work.
Yeah. But also if you want to sponsor us, we're totally down for that.
Yeah.
I feel like I've never seen a headline from Amazon that like number one place to work in the country. It's like, I mean, we literally order things from them based on their 24/7 availability. Imagine having to do that. And she said she was in the warehouse. Her job that she did was actually pretty interesting and very unique. It's not like she's like a warehouse worker, like pulling items and putting, like she had a pretty interesting job, but yeah, take a break.
She said no windows. She's like, no windows. Like,
yeah.
So crazy.
I had my first job here, I worked in an office that we were on the interior of the building and we didn't have any windows in our office.
That should be illegal.
It was so, I didn't even think it was that weird until I had an office with windows. And now I have the whole building's just windows. Like, yeah, for 20 some floors. It's weird. Not weird, but just different to think of a place without windows.
Yeah, I just was like, oh wow.
Now that we talked about windows.
Wait, what about windows?
I said, now that we've just talked about windows. This is when you know you're like, I'm like filling the air about window chat just because, I feel like pop culture wise, this also, did you see Jamie Foxx came back from?
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah, he was, oh my God, wait, how are we not talking about Tom Brady and Irina? How are we not talking about this?
Wait, I know, we are all over. Let's finish Below Deck real quick. Is there anything else that you want to touch on before we leave?
That those guests were a nightmare, and I'm so glad I've never had to be on a boat with, like, the fact that they have to live there and stay where their customers are is just, that's a whole other level.
Oh, speaking of the guests, okay, so I don't know, like the way that I know that they like shouldn't have jumped in the pool or whatever. That's
the
like
the ocean with sharks in Australia. Like, yeah,
the water. And I know that that's like dangerous. I just was like, I might have mentioned this even last week, like taken aback by like Lara's approach to that situation. It just felt very like not yachty. Like, I'm paying $100,000 to like not get yelled at, kind of. Again, totally understand it's a safety concern, all of that. I just think, okay, so like, fine, like let her yell at them the night of. But then the next morning at breakfast,
that was so weird.
Condescending comments. Like, yeah, but we were like, and I was like, you don't need to bring this up again. Like, this should be, if these people are paying this much money, you don't want to bring that attention back. Like, you don't want to bring the attention back to it because now you have people sitting there that weren't involved and now they're feeling the energy between the crew and the, like, no, 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 no.
It was so cringy. It was so, 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 so cringy.
She's going to be an issue.
Yeah. I bet you she's the one that gets fired because first of all, like you giving that attitude and bring those type of remarks in a person in general, like I would never be friends with this person. You're going to bring things back. Like she's very triggering for me. Yeah, triggering. She sucks.
Yeah, she does suck. Okay. Well, now we can get into Irina and Tom Brady. So I was listening to this other podcast and they were like, I think they were dead wrong, but they were like, imagine like Bradley Cooper and like how stoked he probably is because he, you know, every guy wants to hang out with Tom Brady. And I was like, he's an Eagles fan and they beat the Pats.
The worst nightmare.
Yeah, like that's his worst nightmare.
It's like
nightmare.
Sleeping like, with a devil.
And
it's like if you want to fuck over your ex, you immediately go to the net, like the person that would sting the most. And Tom Brady, like, are you kidding? The Patriots, like, they've beat us in the Super Bowl for, give me a break.
Well, I don't know because I heard on Demois that actually Irina would jump at the chance to get back with Bradley Cooper, but Bradley Cooper has no interest.
Yeah, and Dumas was reporting this time last summer that they were getting back and they were trying to get back and they were getting back and then they weren't. So, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They've been broken up for a while, years.
I wonder why Bradley Cooper doesn't want to get back with her.
Probably because she's messy. She gives messy vibes.
Does she?
Yeah. Absolutely.
To be honest. I mean, I know
I don't. I know her from the headlines, and I mean, everything that you did, you read Dumas, Bravo, and Cocktails, that she was like chasing him around that white party.
Italy.
No, you're right. At that wedding.
Yeah.
That Leonardo DiCaprio was
at. I see Bradley Cooper with like more of a
Lady Gaga.
There's not a ton of them out there, but like an Amal Clooney, like stunning and smart, you know?
Same. It's actually funny you said that because I've listened to him on Dax's podcast. It was actually one of my favorite episodes. He gives me like insecure guy vibes, which is so not his persona, but he was so vulnerable there that you felt a little like insecurities from him that would make sense why he would date a model like arm candy to it looks. Because when he dated her, I remember thinking like, really? Like, you're a Philly guy. Like, really? Like, come on. You'd want someone like more like down to earth, you know.
Like a Jennifer Lawrence type even.
Yeah. Friends,
but yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, kind of. Yeah, like a just a down to earth kind of chick.
Like a girl's girl, not like, not that we don't know that she's not like that, but
yeah. And I know that, like, you know, there's a lot of jokes that are made about Philly and Philly gets like a bad rep sometimes, but I would say, like, and I even hear it from a lot of people out here when I meet them or if I tell them I'm from Philly, the response is always, damn, every person I meet from Philly is so fucking chill. And I'm like,
I literally get the exact opposite response.
Chill as in like they're kind of like not like mellow necessarily, but just like
not
like entitled by any means.
Yeah.
Well, like we definitely don't have any sense of entitlement. What would be
what are we entitled to? A second car, a dishwasher, two bathrooms instead of one.
Oh my God. Can you imagine having two bathrooms?
Could you imagine having a dishwasher or a garage?
I have both right now.
I have one, a dishwasher. And that took 6 years of living in New York before I got one.
Do they even have garages in New York? Like anywhere?
Rich people. Rich people. Or if you live in a building. And then otherwise, like sometimes every now and then you'll just like more. I'm thinking like in the West Village or, oh my God, I didn't tell you that Madonna's my neighbor. How have I not told you this?
Whoa. What? What do you, what?
And by neighbor, I mean like 8 blocks and 2 Avs, but it doesn't matter.
That's a neighbor.
It does not matter.
You're going to see her.
Okay. So my friend tells me after all of this Madonna stuff, she was just in the news. She was just in the hospital. Yeah. She's like, FYI, Madonna lives in our hood. And I was like, no way, not happening. She's like, yes, go to this street. Do I tell where Madonna lives? Probably not. It's in the Upper East Side. And I was like, what are you talking about? Where? And she's like, walk by this street and you're going to walk by. And it basically, you would never think Madonna lives here. First of all, like, why would Madonna live in the Upper East Side? And why would she not live like in the Village or in Connecticut or in a high rise that overlooks 12, you know, like with the best views of everywhere? Yeah. She basically bought 3 brownstones on a street and they look just like one. They look like 3 separate brownstones, but they're one big brownstone and it just has a black fence around it.
How many stoops are at like front? Like, does it like literally look like 3 or is there 1 stoop?
No, there's not really a stoop. It looks like they converted the stoop into a garage. And I can't even tell. I wonder if the entrance is in the garage. It has all of these windows because again, it's 3 brownstones pushed together. It might even be 4. It looks crazy because there's nothing outside that looks so fancy other than there's a black fence around it. And all of her windows are just covered up. But so me and my husband were walking by and I was like, that's the house. And then we got to the corner and we saw a black SUV turn the corner and we're like, oh my God, is that Madonna? And we waited there and it drove by. But we've been back since. This is going to be on my new tour. If you come to visit me in New York, this will be added to the tour. I also know where Sonia Morgan lives, but not as big as Madonna. But yeah, so it's Madonna's my neighbor.
It's going to be fun now, like when we visit, because it'll be a totally different neighborhood that like where we like choose a spot to stay will be just like so different from everywhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
what do you think? Should we do some? I have one this or that for this week.
Yeah. You know, I love games. Like I love.
I know. I wish I thought of more.
I could play. I just want to. I just wish my life was just playing games and podcasting.
Well, here we go. Okay, so since I had lots of time to think on my 7 hours of driving in the last 24 hours, I wanted to know Airbnb or hotel?
Hotel. That's because
really?
It wasn't always that way, but like my friends and I are like on a real like fuck you Airbnb situation right now. Just a lot of bad experiences. The cleaning fees, like there was one I stayed at in San Diego and they literally had me not only take out the trash, vacuum, wait for the dishes to dry, put them away, sweep, strip all the beds, and then on top of that, charge me $65 a night. Kyle went down to another one. They tried to tell him he didn't bring the dog. This was for a friend's bachelor party. This was actually in San Diego too. And they like sent him a response like 4 days after his checkout and said, like, we have to charge you more because it looks like you had multiple dogs in here. And like, what the fuck does that even mean? And like, he didn't have any dogs in there. Like, I'm sure there were sand because it was a block from the beach. But
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What? And he fought it. He won. But like, it was like a long fucking process for him to like, because they were ready to like, it was like a hold on his card. And just like all the little fees pop up and the cleaning. I'm like, you know, like, it makes sense for like, and we might have even talked about this, like for a bigger group, it makes sense if you know for sure you're going to be like doing some cooking. But like, a lot of the times, like if it's one night or two night, like you're not doing the cooking. A hotel, not that I ever trash a hotel, but like I don't have chores to do. Like I'm on vacation. I don't want to do chores. That's why I'm not at home.
It's so weird because I've never had to do a chore other than like towels and stripping a bed. And I was just staying in a hotel and we stay in they put us up in this, like we get to pick a hotel. I pick the one that's closest to work, but it's an older hotel, it's older, but classic and very well maintained. But hotels with carpet skeeve me out so bad. I don't know why, but it really grosses me out. Like it's just like so disgusting. Yeah. And for some reason, I get more creeped out by bed bugs and things like that in hotels than I do in Airbnbs. But then sometimes you go to an Airbnb and you like find someone else's hair on your pillow and you can't sleep then.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely going hotels. I mean, the thing that's, I guess like sometimes Airbnb like makes more sense financially, but really by the time you check out, it's like all the fees that add up that are
does
not.
It, like, I don't know if it always does.
What?
I don't know if it always is that big of a difference financially.
That's what I'm saying. Like by the time you're done, like at first glance, it looks cheaper. And then by the time you get to like, it's like when you order something, like we don't ever really order food, but like a couple weeks ago, we were feeling so dead and we did like ordered online through like the salad spot. And it was like $30, $31, $15 each a salad. By the time it was like put the credit card info in, it was $51.
Yeah, like, because you have your delivery fee, your taxes.
We're canceling. We're just going to go fucking walk. It's 7 blocks. Like,
this yeah.
is just, yeah. That's how I feel about Airbnb, basically.
So you would pick hotel?
Yeah.
I don't know what I would pick. I know that's kind of lame, but I feel like I skeeve both equally. Unless it's an all-inclusive exhibit. And I'm thinking like the last times I've traveled probably more hotels with the you know, in between part, like group thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Pool or beach?
Oh, I don't know. Like if I, when I lived on the East Coast, I would actually say beach, but because our beaches can end up being so fucking cold here, like after a few hours, it's like not, it doesn't, I always go down with like the energy of like being down the shore. And then I get there and I'm like, oh my God, I need to put pants on. Oh my God, I need to put a sweatshirt on. I'm like, this is not, and I, the water is too cold. So I guess given current situation, I'm going to go pool. What I really like is like, like we're going to the river tomorrow. Like I like
a
that.
River. Okay. Yeah. A river. Oh, interesting. River. I think I'm a beach girl, but to your point, like I love the no sand of a pool. Mm-hmm. And if when I go to the beach, I want to be able to go in the water. I don't like waves, so I want it to be a waveless beach. So when I think of beach, I'm not thinking of Jersey Shore. I'm thinking of my Costa Rica beaches where you can just walk right in. It's always warm. You don't have to be like, oh my God, should I tiptoe in? No, you're sweating so bad. The water's so warm. Easy peasy. Yeah. That sounded like the snottiest thing I've ever said. But from living there, it's what I like. Yeah. And but I also like a pool because I don't like the salty water. It you know, depends. This is a terrible question. Last this or that.
Okay.
Train or airplane for travel?
Train. Only so I'm not afraid of flying, but I think I've told you this before. Maybe I texted someone else, but don't you feel like every time you're at an airport, you feel like you're in like a Larry David like Curb episode? Like it's just the worst fucking people all gathered in one place, and you're just like, oh my God, the intensity, and it's just everyone is so high strung, and you're like, wait, like you're waiting for them to basically tell you that you're having a delay, or it's just, I don't know. Whereas a train, it's
you're
like
waiting in, you're waiting in lines. You have to wait in the line to get into the line. And then everyone's like,
oh my God, getting your bag in there before someone else. Oh. Like it's just, to me, I'm like, a train like may take longer, but like, no one is like quite as anxious and like ready to fucking pop off on a train. Right. Like no one's losing their shit like they are on a train.
It's so funny you said that, because Wednesday morning to get to Pittsburgh, my flight was supposed to be at 6:50. It ended up, they were like, sorry, you're delayed till 9:30. So I was walking through the airport and I had some time to stare at people. And I realized I would love to be a white man walking through life. These white men in airports, the outrageous things that, like, I was like, I should do a sketch about this because this is insane what these men think they can get away with. I'm walking. There's this man, this guy, just sitting there with his AirPods on in the middle of the walkway, just standing in the middle, having a full conference call. I go to sit down. I look over. I have my AirPods in. And all of a sudden, I hear bang, 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 bang. Another man with a backpack running to his gate. The gate door shuts. And he thinks that by banging on the door, he's going to get them to open. I swear to God. And this guy walks over like, yo, dude, what are you doing? What he's like, I need to get on my flight. I need to get on my flight. I need to get on my flight. And he's like, yeah, the door's closed, you idiot. He thought by banging on the door, he was going to be able to get in. Like, that's how privileged these men are walking through the wild. Then we get on the plane. This girl, she's right in front of me. It's a small plane because from New York to Pittsburgh, the flight's 45 minutes. So it's a small plane. She has a suitcase and this guy has his suit coat up there in the thing. She's like, excuse me, is this your jacket? I need to put it up there. He's like, oh yeah, can you just move it over on top of the other suitcase for me? And she's like, yeah, I have this 50-pound suitcase. Maybe you could just hold your jacket. He's like, yeah, just scooch it over. Just scooch it over. So she shoves her. I know. She shoves her suitcase in. She sits down. The flight attendant, a woman, comes down, grabs his jacket and goes, you can hold this and maybe you'll have an open seat for you. And me and the girl give each other a little like smirk wink.
Love like, that you guys connected.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
God, it was just so insane to watch how men navigate the wild. It's such a – like it must be nice. Must be nice.
And like people just at the fucking airport are just – oh, yeah. Like that, it brings out. I'm like, are the worst people coming here? Does it bring out the worst in people? Like, I really try to, like, when I'm at the airport, I try and like amp it up in like kindness, because I'm like, these people are dealing so much that I feel like I have to like compensate for everyone else. Like, hey, like not all humans are scum. Like
trash. Yeah. I don't know if I do that.
Nothing for me. Like, I don't want to be this fucking chipper either. But like, I'm like, thank you so much. Like, sorry you have to deal with all this. Like, I'm, and they're always like so receptive and like appreciative of it. But I'm just, I'm like, y'all don't get paid enough.
Y'all, it's so California. You walk into the TSA agents in New York and they're like, get your stuff out of your bag now. Go, go, go. And they're literally speaking with people all over the world who might not understand English. And you're just yelling at them, at the top of their lungs.
SFO security is like, how's your morning?
Oh my God. When I walked through that airport the last time I visited, I was like, this must be nice. Is this what people are doing out here?
It's literally
so nice.
It is my favorite airport. Like, I have no qualms about going to that airport. And you know what else they have? You can get cold water, room temp water, or hot water. You have options. You don't have to just do that normal, that whatever kind of cold water. No, it's freezing, room, or hot, whatever you prefer.
Why don't we end on that, this or that? What do you prefer, room temp or cold?
Cold all day. I'm going to die when I'm in Europe. Like, I need ice in everything. This was like a thing when I was in high school.
Oh my God.
When I was in high school, they were like, what do you need, 4 ice cubes? I'm like, yeah, I fucking do need 4 ice cubes. Like, call me bougie, but I need 4 ice cubes. I need my chocolate.
You're going to die in Italy. Yeah. They're going to look at you and just be like, mm-hmm, American. Yeah. I'm a room temp girly all day long. That's, like, I mean, if there's
more hydrating, it's like better.
Oh, really?
For you.
Yeah. If there's like, cold water, really good
for you to be drinking.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. If there's cold water in the fridge, I'll look to see if there's one that's like it, when I go to my parents, they keep water bottles in the fridge because their water is whack. And if there's cold water bottles in the fridge, I'll always be like, "Hey, is there any more of the bottles around?" And I know. I don't know why. It, like, burns my throat or something.
The worst is when you have cold water, like really, really cold water after you have like an Altoid or a piece of gum. You're like,
it's burning.
Yeah. All right. Well, this has been so fun as always.
Much fun.
This is literally the highlight of my week every week. So thanks for listening, guys.
Same. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week with some more updates. I think we're going to be on that podcast again. We need to figure that out. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Apple Pods and Hulu. And Spotify. Share our Instagram profile. Tell your friends about us. We're almost at 200 followers, and we're so excited for all of your love and support. Also, shout out to our friend Christina, from Northeast Philly, who is a fan and follower. Reached out to us and said, "Hey, friends, I went to the same high school as you. I live in the same neighborhood as you, and I'm listening." So shout out Christina from Northeast Philly. Thanks for supporting us. And we will be back next week with more. This has been Bonded by Bravo. Have a good one.